Welcome to Top Advisor Marketing, where you will learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your practice. Brought to you by Top Advisor Podcasting, a done-for-you podcasting solution built just for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of Top Advisor Marketing, Kirk Lowe and Matt Halloran.
Hello and welcome to another Top Advisor Marketing podcast. You know, at Top Advisor Marketing, we're always looking for some people out there in financial services who are doing something from a marketing perspective that's unique and different. And our guest today is not only doing something unique and different, but she has successfully used pretty much every medium you can have in order to market her financial services company. It's Kristen Judd, owner of Money Secrets. Kristen, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
I am really excited to break down all of the different things that you do. Your website's amazing. Your Facebook page is phenomenal. You've created a private group. You're all over LinkedIn. First off, how are you able to get all of this stuff done?
Well, in the beginning, I had to do it by myself. Mm-hmm. I utilized a website called Upwork.com. Mm-hmm. And found a individual in India who helps me with a lot of the creation of our events on there and helps me promote. So that takes a lot of the time and energy off of that. She also helps me research articles to post. I send her the information once a week. She goes through, she filters it, sends me back and says, hey, I think these will be great for you. And then I sign off on it and say, yep, that'd be great. She helps me create my images for the positive quotes that we do every day. And that has allowed me to focus my efforts in other areas. But also it keeps, you know, my marketing budget so that I can spend money in other spaces. But mm-hmm. She does a great job. And I've been using her for, I would say, probably a year and a half now. Mm. It's freed up a tremendous amount of time utilizing her and just having her run that piece for me.
You know, Kristen, we have a new program that we're rolling out at Top Advisor Marketing called the Certified Digital Marketing Assistant. And we bring up Upwork as a great outsourcing opportunity. As we were talking to prepare for the podcast, I was talking to you about Mark Anthony, who's on our post-production team. Mark Anthony's in the Philippines. He works while we're sleeping. And your assistant there being in India, that's awesome because there's a little bit of flexibility there. I absolutely love that level of outsource just because a great level of dedication and you can get some incredibly high quality people. Now let's talk about what you're posting. You just said that you post a quote a day. I just went in and liked a bunch of those, by the way.
Thank you.
But you also have done video and you also do the events. Let's talk a little bit more about where did this come from? Actually, you know what? Let's rewind even farther. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your history? How did you get to this point, Kristen?
Well, I actually started in financial services right out of college. I started with another company, you know, and financial services is a very male-dominated space, has been forever, is still today in that realm. But back then, you know, most financial services companies will hire a whole bunch of people. You know, they do a group interview, they get you hired, they get you licensed, they teach you product, and then you're kind of on your own. So I worked in that company for about a year and a half, but there was no mentorship. There was no guidance. There wasn't a whole lot of help. There wasn't even networking back then. And I remember them sticking me in a room and making me do cold calls. And I still get the hives today, just kind of thinking about that. But I left financial services, kind of went out and did life, did some growing up. You know, I've been in corporate America and left in 2001 when that all happened, you know, and have since then, you know, we started having babies, my husband and I, but I needed to stay home. So we had several different businesses, one of them being a bail bonding company, which we had for 8 years. But in that time, when we had this business, we had to learn how to market. I couldn't go networking for bail bonding. I had to like actually learn how to market. And so I did a ton of research as far as the internet locally, was understanding, really kind of seeing where the trends were going. Everything was going to social media. Everything was going to reputation management and even the mobile piece of it. So I already knew that. The hard part was, is when I was making that shift saying, hey, I could teach other small business owners how to do this. They weren't ready for it. I was 4 years ahead of the trend. And so I wasn't having fun. I decided it's time to grow up. I was 40 at the time, and it's time to like kind of get serious about life. And so I reached out into my network and said, hey, I'm looking, what do you have? Who's hiring? I went on a couple of interviews and decided I probably wasn't really employable material. Too much sass and not wanting to play the game and, you know, all of that. And Andre, one of my mentors, kept showing up. You know, I'm sitting there asking and asking, and he's showing up. And I wasn't even asking him specifically, but he was just showing up. And we just happened, my husband and I happened to be talking to him and asking him how his business was going, how was it really working. And through that conversation, my husband really looked at me. He's like, you should do this. And so that's how I got started. I really checked out the company, their culture, how they show up, the people. And I was like, oh my gosh, these are my people. And I fell in love and love the culture, love the way they show up. They're very, very huge on the female part of it. In fact, our company happens to be about 60 to 65% women. And most of the top earners are women. We've really kind of identified that women are in that space. We have to be catering to them. They think differently. They speak differently. They feel differently. And usually women want to do business with women. And so they already had a system in place, and really it was plug and play and utilizing all the skills that I had basically taught myself through our bail bonding business, through the marketing piece of it. I was able to apply all of that to our business now that we run. And, you know, it's a process. It takes a while to build that kind of presence. Mm-hmm. And be consistent about it. And I think that's the piece is realizing, you know, once I got to that point where I was like, I don't have the time or the bandwidth to do this by myself. Now I need to go and find someone to do it. It's a simple system, but I don't have time for it.
How long did it take you to build that momentum?
I would say, because I was really kind of part-time in the beginning. And then I had an epiphany and I was like, what am I doing? Stop messing around.
Uh-huh.
And once I got super serious about it, I would say it was about 18 months from the time I started. And then about 6 or 8 months later, I was like, stop messing around. And then once I got to the position where I'm at now, it was probably about 18, 24 months. And through that whole time, just building that presence the whole time and making it grow and grow and grow. And I'm still looking to expand that piece. I don't think it's mm-hmm. enough. I don't know. Not everybody knows me yet. So I have,
right.
I have a long ways to go.
I love that you're talking about that. And I love that you're talking about the length of time. Most financial services professionals, Kristen, as you know, are terribly, terribly impatient. And when they are so impatient, they don't allow social media, podcasting, video, blogs, or anything to gain enough traction. I joke a lot about, you know, I've been on social media since MySpace. And I remember I was one of the early adopters to LinkedIn's paid service. And in fact, I'm grandfathered in what some of you are paying $49 or more dollars a month. I think I pay $9.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Because it just was so long ago. And when I was working at my old company, when I was talking to them about social media, they poo-pooed it at the beginning, right? And because that was only like 10 years ago. So yep. It does take a long time to get everything rolling. So I really appreciate that. That's like the golden nugget for everybody who's listening to the podcast right now. You have to understand that it might take 24 to 36 months before you start getting traction. You know, from me going from, you know, 3,000 to 5,000 connections, legitimate connections on LinkedIn, that took me a long time, but mm-hmm. I just went from 5,000 to 7,000 in 4 months. When you start getting that traction. Now, when you were studying mm-hmm. marketing, who did you study? This is something that very few of our guests are able to really share. And you said that you did a lot of research. Would you mind sharing with our audience what that research was?
Well, it was more, you know, it was geared towards our bail bonding company. So back then, you know, and it wasn't really that long ago, right? Like 2007, 2008, you know, the internet had been around for a long time, but most of that had been geared towards more national exposure versus local exposure. And so really all of my research was done for our particular company, but just really drilling down and doing the research and asking really, really hard questions. I don't think there was really any one particular person. I mean, there's a ton of people now, you know, that you can kind of point to, like Gary Vee or any of those people, when it comes to social media, because now it's just so prolific. But back then, it really was so infant and just kind of hitting its stride that it really was more of a trial and error for us, but really kind of understanding the local aspect of it. And you have to love something and embrace something that's free. It's free.
Yeah.
And you just have to learn the rules, because every social media outlet has different rules and targets a different way. But and there were lots of classes, and so I took those. I'd go to different classes and learn little nuggets and apply them. You know, the thing about going to doing all the research and going to different classes is that you have to actually go do them and see how they work.
Right.
And
Wait, you're telling me that there's work involved with this?
There is a little bit of work. As in anything that's worthwhile and anything that you're dedicated to, nothing. I think everybody gets caught up in the whole viral. Oh, it's going to go viral.
Right.
That only happens every once in a while. Most everything is about building reputation. Mm-hmm. And I think that's more important than going viral. It's building that reputation. And especially when you're talking about money. It is the most emotional and subject in the whole wide world. Mm-hmm. And you have to build a reputation that speaks to longevity, to dependability, reliability. Mm-hmm. They're not here and then they're gone, because that happens in financial services. You'll see some people who show up who are like, hey, I'm in financial services, and then they're gone.
Yeah.
And so being very, very dedicated and being, you know, really clear about what your brand is.
So let's talk about that. Hold on. You just said the magic word on this flipping podcast. So so what does that mean? What do you mean by your brand? How have you figured that out? Because for those of you, we're going to put a lot of links in the show notes, but I want everybody to know what Kristen has created, her and her husband, but what Kristen has created is a real brand. I mean, you have gone the whole nine yards here. Where did you find the brand? How do you communicate your brand? Help us with that, please.
It takes a little bit of forethought. I think a lot of people want to kind of jump in and just start going with it. Mm-hmm. But you have to be a little bit more thoughtful about what you want people to say about you. Because that's really what my goal is. Mm-hmm. My goal is to become a little bit famous everywhere I go, to have people whispering my name to other people when I'm not around. And that was my goal. I love it when people are like, hey, you keep coming up in conversations. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, sweet, that's the goal. Mm-hmm. And being really clear. So, I mean, marketing is so vast and so many different pieces, and a lot of different things come into play. So like the lime green, a lot of people say that, oh, you picked green because it's the color of money. Well, lime green is not the color of money.
Not last I checked.
Right. But lime green is our color. It's our marketing color. So like certain people have different colors that they identify with, and it just becomes part of their brand. So that lime green is part of our brand. So anytime I do any flyers or anything, it's either on lime green paper or there's some kind of lime green on there so that they associate that lime green with me. And we're actually in the process of going through a little bit of a rebrand with our logo and stuff.
Okay.
And so we'll be rolling that out as soon as we kind of finalize that piece of it. But when I first started, a big part of the message was that we rescue people's money. So that's where the preserver came in.
Okay.
And the green, and it just, that's what came out. And so then we just kind of built from there. And so we're kind of going to shift a little bit. We're still going to create, you know, still have that rescuing, preserving, taking care of people piece in there, but we're going to also add in some integrity, some dependability, all of those, a few more things will be added. So we're going to shift it a little. We're keeping the line green and the black, and the colors are going to be the same, but the logo is going to change just a little bit. And so, but then you have to keep that brand consistent,
yes,
throughout all of your channels, through your LinkedIn, your Facebook, your Instagram. I tried to use Twitter. I don't understand it.
Well, I don't know if that's where your market is, though, Kristen. Now, that was where I was going to go next with this is, first off, I appreciate you bringing up brand consistency. We've talked about that on the podcast a lot. It has to become recognizable, and that's not something that happens overnight. But where are you finding your most success? If Twitter is not your bag of tricks, are you finding that LinkedIn or Facebook, which one of those is working better for you?
Facebook is my jam.
Facebook is your jam. All right.
Yeah. I am kind of starting to play around with LinkedIn as far as finding new agents, because mm-hmm. we do a lot of agent building and mentoring. And so I'm working and playing around in that LinkedIn space. But Facebook has been my jam. It's generally where I get more traction on Facebook than anywhere else as far as promoting events, because we do Facebook Live every Monday. And so we see the most there.
Let's talk about Facebook Live. I have worked with a financial advisor in Oregon for a long time, and he Facebook Live streams his radio show, which you would think is double dipping, but it works really well. Let's talk about Facebook Live. How has that worked for you? How hard is it to execute? Help us with that.
The first one is always scary because you don't know how the technology kind of works or what you got to do. But once you kind of get into it, it's pretty easy. And we were doing it like every day there for a while, and then it became hard to fit it into our schedule because we kind of be all over the place based on where we're going and what we're doing. And we were trying to be very consistent about that. And then finally we were just like, let's just do it Mondays at 9. We're always free then. That way we can be consistent about it. People know they're going to be there. And really it's all about getting as many people to see us as possible. And Facebook Live is way more powerful than doing a video and uploading it.
Mm-hmm.
You just get more viewership, and it's about getting as many eyeballs onto us as possible, but just giving good content and different ideas and sharing different stuff and being kind of funny at the same time.
Now, you just said you just said another magic word. Yeah, we like to laugh here too. It's content. Where are you coming up with this content for a weekly live stream?
It's sometimes it's like heart driven, like whatever's kind of weighing on our heart at the moment that we feel like we need to talk about. And sometimes, like right now, a big thing that we're dealing with personally is like our oldest daughter is going to college. And so dealing with talking about college loans and what does that look like? And how do you, you know, prepare them for school? And should they get a credit card? Should they not get a credit card? Should you get life insurance on them? Like just whatever's kind of going on in our life, we don't know if it's kind of whatever we want to talk about.
Well, fair. But yeah. I have a lot of advisors though, Kristen, who will say, even with the two podcasts that we do with them every month, Matt, what am I going to talk about? And I direct them exactly where you just went, which is what's going on in your life. Well, they don't want to hear about my life. I'm assuming that you have a different perspective on that.
Yes. And, you know, most people don't know or haven't heard of Five Rings Financial or even Money Secrets. But they have probably seen our faces, our quotes or something on Facebook. I can't even tell you how many times, you know, we both grew up in a small town and we want to really like help all of those people because nobody's going out to a small town and working with individuals about money.
Nope.
But every time we go out there, I kid you not, they all watches. They all stalk us. And they're like, oh my gosh, because we call it Java with the Judds. And they're like, hey, we saw you on Java with the Judds. That's so awesome. And we're like, so we have people who stalk us and they're watching us. And they're kind of, you know, even though they know us, they want to make sure that, you know, we're doing cool stuff and that we're, you know, it's just small town mentality. But it's all about, you know, getting eyeballs on you. And the more you show up and you're consistent about it, that you create that. It's part of the brand, the reliability. They're showing up. They're giving me good content. They're sharing good stuff. They're being goofy. They make me laugh. All of those things. And so it's a little bit of an infotainment.
Yes.
And just, you know, people stalk. They stalk on social media. They do. Whether and eventually you find out.
We call it you call it infotainment. We call it edutainment. That was one of the things that Kirk and I talked a lot about with this podcast. We want it to be fun. In fact, most of what we try to do, whether it's the webinars or podcasts or speaking engagements, we definitely want to have it be fun. You keep coming back to a word that we preach so hard, not just from this platform, but with our clients, is consistency. If you're going to do Java with the Judds every Monday at 9, if you don't show up Monday at 9 and you didn't warn people that you weren't going to be there, people are going to miss you.
Yeah. You kind of, well, and you've kind of made a commitment to them.
Yes.
And because we're in that realm of money, then you got to live up to your commitments.
And it's trust. You're building trust. That's, and I think that's the what we'll close on today, Kristen, is you have great brand consistency. You have consistency of content. You have consistency of showing up on time. And what we've been finding from our research, from our research team, is you're going to build trust much faster with a prospective audience. So yes, they still want to come in and see you to make sure that they can shake your hand and look you in the eye that you're real. There's still that belly to belly aspect, but your closing process, for lack of a better description, is so much shorter and so much easier because they already have an emotional investment in you. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. It's, you know, people will do business with people they know, like, and trust.
Yeah.
And this just gives them an opportunity to know, like, and trust us before they even have a conversation with us.
Yeah. And you're living proof of great success. I want to thank you so much for sharing all of these great ideas, your successes. We're going to put some links in. So if people do want to be mentored by you, or if they're an agent who is looking for an organization that they can hitch their wagon to, please, please make sure that you send me those links, Kristen, so that we can direct them directly to you. Also, take a look. Go on Facebook, which I know some of you are still freaky and not on Facebook. I don't really quite know how you can exist in this world and not be on Facebook, but try to check out Java with the Judds. I just followed your Facebook page when I was preparing for the podcast today. Monday at 9 is a wonderful time because most people are sitting around drinking their coffee, and even advisors are doing the same thing. So check out Java with the Judds. Kaylee, who's our internal marketing person, was so excited about having you on the podcast because she says to me, and this is her quote, "What Kristen and her husband are doing at Money Secrets is everything that we teach." And I was like, "Whoa, how awesome." And we didn't teach you a darn thing. So guess what? Maybe what we're talking about is okay here. Well, Kristen, thank you very much for taking time to be on the show today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I had a blast.
And this was Kristen Judd, owner of Money Secrets. We'll make sure that we have her contact information in the show notes. Making sure you have a consistent brand, a consistent message, and you're showing up on time consistently really are the three takeaways from our podcast today. I want to make sure that you find out what you can do in your practice to live up to those three kind of pillars of marketing and branding light. If you have not subscribed to the podcast yet, make sure you click that subscribe now button below. And if you know somebody who either would love to have their opportunity to hitch their wagon to Kristen's organization, or if you yourself know another financial services professional who needs to hear this message, make sure you click that subscribe now button below. For everybody at Money Secrets and everybody at Top Advisor Marketing, this is Matt Halloran, and we'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
Are you ready to change the way you communicate with your clients? Are you tired of being the best kept secret in your area? Learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your business. Contact us today and see what the power of podcasting can do for your business. Click on the Contact Us link on our website at topadvisormarketing.com and set up a call to learn more. Follow us on LinkedIn and Facebook for more updates and information.